Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Kelim, Perik, Chav Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'oise is Bilanis. The word is Bilanis appears in Shas several times. Basically, when the Gemara discuss Refuah. So there's a Spilanis. A Spilanis is a Band-Aid. But it's a Band-Aid that has some kind of a oily thing on it. Maybe fat, maybe wax, maybe butter. You smear it onto this piece of cloth, or onto a piece of hide, and you put it on the makkah, and that softens the makkah. But you're not going to take this piece of baguette that had this butter on it that was over the boo-boo, so to speak, and use it afterwards to either sit on it or for something else. It's not usable afterwards. So Zakta Mishnah, Oisa Ispilanis, if you make this Band-Aid with the ointment on it, Bain Bebeged, Bain Ba'ar, whether you made it out of cloth or made it out of leather, tied up. Whatever the gook is that you're going to put on it, it leaves a stain. No one wants it. Who here? Here's like to fetch the butter, you know, that someone had over his wound. No one's going to use this. So even if it has the shear, let's say it's 3x3 tfachim and it's a piece of cloth, or it's 5x5 tfachim and it's a piece of hide. Normally that's big enough for Tumas Medrash, but here it's not usable. Zak the Mishnah Vayit to the Taisus Yamtiv takes out the words of Yaisi Oimer. Milugma. Let's say someone makes a milugma. Milugma is also a Band-Aid. But it doesn't have this greasy ointment on it. There's something on it. Usually something gets made out of flour, figs. You chew it, then you put it on the maca, and then you put this like bandage over it. So here the loch is as follows. Bibeget tahir. If you made the Band-Aid out of cloth, it's tar. Because even this paste, it's not as repulsive maybe as the butter or the grease, but lemaisa it sticks to the cloth and no one's going to use it. But uba'ar tameya, if it was made out of leather, this concoction, this medicine of the kemach and the tainim, it doesn't stick to the leather as much. Not as much as it would on a baguette. And therefore, it's going to be tameh, because you can still use the leather. Rashid ben Gamliel says, "Af bebeget me, milugma, even out of beget is tameh, imnei shehi nineres." Because here too, he always, once it dries, you could shake it off, and it kind of even falls off on its own, says the Batanura. But the halach is not like Rashid ben Gamliel. So we learned about two kinds of bandages, ispilonis and milugma. Ispilonis you put on real greasy things. Fat, wax, butter, oil, and you smear it onto the baguette or onto the ar, and you put it on the maca. But it's repulsive. No one's going to use not the baguette, not the ar afterwards. Therefore, even if it has the shear, it stays tahar. The malugma, that's made out of flour and ta'anim. You chew it, you put it on the maca, and you cover it with the bandage. That's not as repulsive. So when it comes to the baguette, it's still nice and no one's going to use it afterwards. But with the R, where it doesn't stick as much, it's tahar. Shimon Gamliel says, even by the baguette, it's tameh. Because lemaisa, you can shake it off and the people will use the baguette. But the halach is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel.